It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Venezuela's Hugo Chavez will not make it to his own presidential inauguration today. He's still recovering after undergoing another round of cancer surgery in Cuba. If in the end Chavez does not return, he has said his successor should be his vice president, a man who's gone from being a bus driver to a union leader to becoming the heir apparent for the nation's top job. NPR's Juan Ferrero has this profile of him.
One of the distinguishing features of Nicolás Maduro is his unbending loyalty to Hugo Chávez, readily apparent in a speech he gave last month praising Chávez, right after the ailing leader had flown to Havana for his latest cancer surgery. Unable to hold back tears, Maduro said Chávez would always have the people at his side. Maduro, of course, is one of El Comandante's most disciplined followers. In an interview a week ago on state television, Maduro said he had no thirst for power.
Yo pienso en Hugo Chávez como presidente.
I have no personal ambitions of any kind, he added. I'm foreign minister because Chávez had that job for me. And if he wants me to one day drive a bus again, I'll do that too. But the reality is that Chávez is battling for his life. He's so incapacitated by his latest operation in Cuba that he won't be back to Venezuela today for his own inauguration. The Supreme Court said yesterday, that's okay. Chávez can return to be sworn in when he's well enough. But there are many Venezuelans, watching Maduro give nationally broadcast messages, who assume he will lead the country one day soon.
La operación del día de ayer, efectivamente, fue una operación compleja, difícil, delicada.
He's the official who most often has gone on national television to provide details about Chavez's health. And he's frequently seen criticizing the opposition, which argues that Chavez can't miss his inauguration and still be president.
Que cuando dice que digan la verdad, quieren que se diga.
Those who know Maduro well describe a man who grew up in a working-class neighborhood with a thirst for learning about the world, about government. Ismael Garcia remembers campaigning for Chavez with Maduro at his side back in 1998.
Cuando hacíamos recorridos en carro, conversamos mucho por el camino. Él me pedía que yo le hablara mucho de la historia.
Garcia says Maduro, who didn't go to college, wanted to learn about history in their long drives into the countryside. Maduro also became a voracious reader while rising through the ranks of the president's movement, Chavismo. He played a key role in writing the new constitution, but it was as foreign minister, a post he still holds, where Maduro made his mark, so says his old friend Vladimir Villegas, a former deputy foreign minister. He's best interpreted what Chavez wants in his foreign policy, Villegas says. That policy, though, has been worrisome to the United States. It includes building tight links with countries like Syria and Iran, which the Obama administration wants to isolate. Michael Shifter, a policy analyst in Washington, says that Maduro is strongly ideological, close to communist Cuba, fearful of American motives. But he says that a Maduro government could have a more pragmatic relationship with Washington. Shifter says that's because Maduro has long been known as a negotiator.
He's somebody who is open, who you can talk to, and I think the United States would be interested in pursuing a channel of communication with the Venezuelan government, and Maduro would be seen as somebody they could talk to.
The big question observers are asking themselves, though, is if Maduro could replace the larger-than-life president. Could he hold the disparate factions of Chavismo together? Charles Shapiro is a former American ambassador here and knows both Maduro and Chavez.
And there is no one, as far as I'm aware, who can rival him at all, who has the same profile, and no one who has the same charisma or ability to communicate with the base of support of Chavez.
Shapiro says it's too soon to know if you can have Chavismo without Chavez. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.